Hi, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. My name is Miao. I am joined by Yevgeny today. We are both program managers from the Azure API Management team. Today, we are going to show you a real-life example of how our customers are using API Management to publish and manage their APIs. So Azure API Management is one of the platform services offered by Azure. We are built on top of many other Azure services, such as Cloud Service, SQL Database, Storage Account, and Traffic Managers. So we have been in the market for about a year now, and we have seen lots of scenarios where APIs are being used. Here are the three most common scenarios. First is mobile enablement. Basically, organizations want to build a mobile app to provide a branded experience or some kind of services to their customers. So they need to build an API to expose their backend to their mobile apps. And once they've built this API and their mobile app, some of them realize, oh, since I already have this API, why don't I open my API to my partners? So my partner can integrate with my system, and then maybe I can reach to more customers through my partners. And after that, many of those customers realize APIs is really great. So we want to use APIs for internal scenarios as well. So our internal systems can integrate with each other easier and facilitate business agility. So once you decide that you want to build APIs and publish APIs, you will be facing with a number of challenges. Here is how API Management can help you with. First, with API Management, you can establish a single API front door, basically which is a public URL for all your APIs. So so all the traffic to your API will go through this single front door, which provides a single point of control. Second, with API Management, you can build an API facade for your existing backend services. So for example, your existing backend services may be built by different people at different times by different technologies. So the convention of them might look very different. So with this facade, one thing you can do is that you can try to make your different APIs look as consistent as possible. And third, with API Management, you can add new capabilities to your existing APIs without changing anything on your backend. For example, if your API is going to scale to millions of calls per minute, you can simply add response caching in API Management with one click. And also, when you open your APIs to partners and developers, security becomes a very important concern. So with API Management, for example, one developer might have a bug in his program. So the program will call your APIs millions of times in 1 second, which can potentially bring down your backend system and impact your other developers. So with API Management, you can set quota or rate limit for each developers and applications, so that you can protect your API from potential misuse and abuse. And also with API Management, you can simply package your APIs into different groups and make them accessible to different groups of developers and partners. And one thing that's very important for almost every single API program is a metric called time to first successful call. Basically, it measures how long it takes a developer to make the first successful call to your APIs. So with API Management, it comes with a developer portal, which is basically a self-service portal to onboard your developers so they can sign up to use your APIs. And also, you can provide your developers with documentations, sample codes, and they can use the interactive console on the developer portal to play with your API and see and learn how to use your APIs. Last but not the least, launching an API is very similar to launching a website. So you may want to get analytics of who are using your API, which is your most popular APIs, and how many times your APIs are being called every day. So we provide all those reports out of the box in our API Management product. So you don't need to do anything to get that. So here is the architecture of API Management. On the right-hand side is your existing backend services. It can be hosted anywhere and written in any technology. So when you create an API Management instance, there are three components here. There is the publisher portal, the proxy server, and the developer portal. So as the API publisher, you will come to the publisher portal to kind of configure how the proxy server talks to your backend, what policies to be applied, and you can also customize how your developer portal will look like. So for app developers who want to use your API, they will come to the developer portal to see sample codes, documentations of your APIs, and they can play with your APIs using the developer console to learn how to use it. And when they build applications to call your API, they will not call your backend directly. Rather, they will call your API through our proxy server. This is where policies are being applied, responses are being cached, telemetry data is being collected for analytics, and this is where all the magic happens. So normally at this point, I will go ahead and give you a demo of the product. However, I'm joined by Yevgeny today, who has recently participated in a project which uses API management. So he will share with us his experience of using API management from the customer perspective. So Yevgeny, can you tell us a little bit about your project?
Yeah, sure. HostMe is a restaurant reservation, waitlist, and loyalty management system. As a modern system in today's days, it's cloud-based and API-centric. So we have APIs for different models in our system. It's a reservation API, it's a waitlist API, and it's loyalty API. And we have Patreon mobile applications. We have applications for hosts. It's a tablet application. And also we have widget. It's a web widget that restaurants can place on their websites or a Facebook page to let visitors to add reservation in for restaurant.
Okay.
And all those applications consume same backend system. That's kind of how you see most of the solutions built today. But we have API management in between. And that's kind of high-level review of HostMe.
Cool. So can you tell us a little bit about why do you need API management in your project?
Yeah, it's a good question. And the first reason why we have it, it's protection layer. So we have so many applications. We have mobile applications for different devices. We have tablet application for different devices.
Okay.
We have web widget. So
right.
So many places where our API is exposed and can be potentially hacked or misused by someone. So I want to make sure that my backend is protected.
Mm-hmm.
And second reason, there's a team, web developers, mobile developers, mm-hmm. backend developers. They all need to have a place where they can go and learn about API documentation, mm-hmm. Where they can learn about new changes in APIs,
right.
Where they have sandbox and they can play with API
right.
before they start building applications. So API management provides this collaboration tool for developers. It helps me to manage API lifecycle and onboard partners. The last but not least reason is business opportunity. API, and I believe that API can lead to new business opportunities or new sales channels. Just imagine for a second, a large point of sale vendor discover my API and integrate their system with a HostMe.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, I might retire. If this large POS vendor has hundreds of thousands deployments in different restaurants, that's
right.
a huge potential upside. Just have API available for everybody to consume.
Right.
So, but API should be protected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important to have API management layer, in my case,
mm-hmm.
to just to make sure it's open, but it's protected.
I see. So you mentioned a few points. So first of all, can you show us how you have customized your developer portal and how you're using that to onboard your developers?
Yeah, sure. So let's look at my portal.
Okay.
So as you can see, it's nicely branded and customized. And I'm not a web developer, but it took me an hour to skin it to that level.
Okay.
So let's see what we have here for partner or developers. So first of all, list of APIs,
right?
And as you can see,
wow.
I have a lot of APIs here because I logged in as an administrator. So
I see
all different versions of APIs, different models. So let's look at one example of API documentation.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my API, so I can see sample response, nice documentation.
Mm.
And I can try it, so I can make a call to this API right from this console. And what nice, I can log in as a as a restaurant,
okay,
just to play a role.
So they can
role.
Play with this API without writing any code.
Yeah, sure. And so I'll show how it works. So we're gonna get token from authorization server.
Okay.
So we're using OAuth.
Okay.
So I got my token. So now I can make a call. So
cool.
You see,
mm-hmm.
And just a few clicks, and I can see and explore APIs.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So I see you have a long list of APIs, and under each API, maybe you have a lot of operations. So do you have to manually type in all this information yourself to kind of create these APIs, API management, and generate these documentations?
It's a good question, and I hope that you noticed it. I'm lazy, as mm-hmm. most of the developers.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I don't want to spend my time copy-pasting documentation
right.
into portal and keep it up to date.
Right.
So that's why I have Automagic process set up. And this Automagic process reduce my time spending on keeping documentation on the portal up to date to zero.
Okay.
So let me show how it works. So let's switch to Visual Studio.
Okay.
So here is my solution. And what we have here is a Web API project. That's where all my APIs are residing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of controllers for different subsystems, as I mentioned before. And as you can see, I maintain nice documentation in the code. So I have operation with description, with all parameter description.
I see.
And that's how documentation is getting into API management portal. Mm-hmm. So I have Waddle NuGet package.
Right.
And this package basically takes everything, like the whole documentation from the code,
mm-hmm.
and produce Waddle that I import into API management.
Mm-hmm.
And to import Waddle into API management, I'm using PowerShell script. It's good that API management has API, management API, so I can use it to basically automatically import API definition to API management every time something changes in my code.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I have continuous integration process.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to manually execute this API publishing process. So I have TFS build. And one of the step is basically run this script, this PowerShell script, and
mm-hmm.
publish latest API definition to API management.
I see.
So it's super easy and takes zero of my time,
mm-hmm.
and API documentation on my portal is up to date.
That's cool. So basically, you have a tool which generates a Waddle file based on your API documentation, right? And then you take this Waddle file and import this Waddle file to API management using the PowerShell commandlets, right?
Exactly.
You can also do that through the management APIs of API management.
Yes.
Cool, that's very awesome.
Yeah, and you can, so I'm using Waddle, mm-hmm. but you can use Swashbuckle and use Swagger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you, but I just...
Great. So can you also show us how you are protecting your APIs using API management?
Yeah, definitely. So for that, let's switch to administrative portal. That's,
mm-hmm.
by the way, a dashboard where I can see all my APIs. I can see recent activities.
Yep.
And in order to manage security and protect my APIs,
mm-hmm.
I have different products or packages.
Okay.
And package in API management, as you probably know, is a virtual set of APIs
right.
with different restrictions or with different policies applied, with different visibility and permissions.
Yep.
So as you can see, I have different products. I have product for non-production API with only access, only local internal team, host me team has access to those APIs. So basically, when new version of APIs in kind of staging environment, we can test it, but nobody can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a couple of production packages, and you can see we have mobile APIs, we have APIs for host panel, and I keep it in the different packages just to make sure that mobile developers, let's say partner external mobile developers, they can only see and work with mobile API. APIs.
Okay.
And I keep panel kind of its administrative APIs for internal team at this point. So
gotcha.
Only internal team can use it. And also, if you notice here, I have different packages for different versions of APIs.
Right,
so I have version 2 and version 1.
Right.
And version 1 is deprecated. And if you pay attention to status of this package, it's unpublished. So that's how I manage different versions of APIs, and I make sure that when new version is available, first of all, I can prevent a new subscriber to subscribe to my old version.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's unpublished.
I see.
But still, my previous subscribers can still use a old version of API before they switch to new version.
Mm-hmm.
I can communicate to all subscribers because I know who subscribed to my old version of API and let them know that there is a new version and they should switch.
Right.
And I can use analytics to monitor who is still using old version of API. So I can pick here version 1 and I can see if someone is still using it. And if nobody is using, I can see nobody is using. I can completely shut down old version of API.
I see.
So that's kind of life cycle, how I manage life cycle. Also, I have throttling policy applied to some of my products,
mm-hmm.
so not all of them. So for instance, this HostMe mobile API, APIs are throttled to 10,000 API calls per minute.
I see.
Just to keep it in the box and to make sure that nobody by mistake or on purpose overload my backend system.
I see.
Yeah.
Cool. So you have shown us your developer portal. You have shown us how you're protecting your APIs, right? And also how you integrate your project with API management. So is there any other interesting aspects you want to show us of how you're using API management?
Yeah, there's a new feature that API management team just recently shipped. It's integration with Event Log.
Mm.
And
Event Hub.
You know better. This feature opens enormous possibilities for integration, for extending analytics, for making real-time alerts on API manager system.
Right.
And how I'm using it for extended analytics. So basically, I have Power BI where I can build my custom dashboards with custom analytics and reports.
Mm-hmm.
And these reports are powered by API call events.
Mm-hmm.
And let me show how it's set up. So so first of all, I have a, and let me make it a big screen. So I have a event log policy set up, and this event log policy submit restaurant ID, operation, datum, and some other parameters into Event Hub.
So they are in JSON format.
Yeah, it's in JSON format, and every time API call comes to API Manager platform, I push this event to Event Hub, and then I use Stream Analytics to read events from Event Hub in real time in real time mode, and push those data into Power BI.
Okay.
Power BI data set. So finally, I have Power BI dashboard.
That's
where
cool.
I can see important insights, business insights on this project. So
great.
That's how it's set up.
I see. That looks awesome. Cool. So In this session, Yevgeny has showed us how the HostMe project has been using API management to publish and manage their APIs. So the features we have shown today is just a tip of the iceberg. There are a lot of many other features in the product which can be used for many other scenarios. So if you are interested in API management, here is some information that will be useful to you to get started. If you have any questions, please feel free to shoot us an email, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Thank you.